The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.
Toby right here on Friday on The Wolf, 102.9 The Wolf. This might be a little sensitive for some younger ears, so earmuffs, or you may want to change the station with little ones in the car, because we're talking about Predator Hunters USA and what they do. They're based out of Forest Lake, and they basically get into chats with people looking to meet young people. And this week, the very first bust of a female predator. Take a listen.
Who are you here to meet today?
Huh?
Who are you here to meet today? My name's Josh. We're Predator Hunters USA. We're not law enforcement, okay? Who are you here to meet?
No one.
You're not here to meet no one?
No one.
Okay. Is this you in the picture right here? You're driving a black Escalade, okay? We have your picture. We have all the chat logs. Your best bet is just to be honest with us. Okay, at the exact time you told her that you were going to be here, you just happened to be here. Come on. You think I'm dumb?
No.
You think I'm dumb? So what were you thinking? She told you how old she was. How old did she tell you she was? 15. And how old are you? 27. Didn't you tell her you were 31?
I don't know.
You're nervous. How do you think that little girl would feel if she was here to meet you? You think her life would be wrecked? Just by saying that to her, you could scar her if that was a real child. You realize that?
End of the Wolf Wake Up Crew. We welcome Josh from Predator Hunters USA. How are you, Josh?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. All right, let's talk about Monday, because you said it might be Tuesday, and then all of a sudden, here you go, Predators USA going live on Facebook with the first female predator bust.
Yeah.
Was everybody just as shocked as we were? I mean, call us naive, but I think we were all a little taken back by the fact that you busted a female.
Yeah, I think, everybody was shocked. No one believes it until they see it, and, you know, they weren't expecting a female, and they've seen it, and now they believe it.
Was there anything in the text that gave it away that you were talking to a woman?
No, we tried to not let it out, especially if they're watching. We didn't want the predator to know. So I kind of threw it off throughout the video, switching up the location. I kept saying he, just to kind of throw it off to, try to change up the predator if the predator was watching, because we want to catch every one of them.
Well, you guys are becoming popular. I know you're getting recognized everywhere now. And people are aware of the site, and you can't give out, you don't give out last names, obviously. You never let anyone know where you're going to be, because you'll get banned. You never want to get banned from Predator Hunters USA, because it's so fascinating to watch. Take us through this with Kristen from Coon Rapids. Who is she, and what was she looking for?
Kristen from Coon Rapids is a female, 30-something years old. She was looking to pick up a 15-year-old girl. It was just disturbing, and it seems as if she has a past with some troubling, and, that's no excuse, absolutely not. She should have got help, especially being a victim, survivor. She should know better than anybody.
And how long was discussion with Kristen going on with your decoys?
It was about 3 days, I think. 2 days, maybe. I'm not 100% sure. She was very fast moving, and that's why I think that there's more involved. However, we are have turned everything over and are working to try to get detectives working on it right away, because we think that there's more to uncover. So, mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, Josh, there were some people that were speculating in the comments that it was that maybe some of these aren't necessarily isolated, that that's part of like maybe a bigger like sex trafficking thing or whatever. Do you encounter that a lot, or do you feel like these are usually one-off deals?
Usually I feel as if they are one-off deals. However, I have a feeling that this is something different. So we'll find out.
Yeah, wow. I guess so. So you turn it over to the authorities, and then do they follow up with you, Josh, typically? I know there's been a half a dozen arrests or so since you began last fall. Do they follow up with you and let you know what's going on with that person's, with that predator or alleged predator's case?
They usually follow up with either me or another admin on our team that does our police communications, and let us know what's going on with the case.
Go take a look. Predator Hunters USA. You can also link right through our Wolf Facebook page. Josh, we'll catch up next week. Good luck, buddy, and great job.
Thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
There they are. Doing some fine work out there. All right. How about a 12-pack for the Wolf Pack?
Let's do it.
Less than 30 minutes away from more Lakes Jam tickets, too. It's all coming up next.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.